before 12 o'clock, they buried him a day. Then let 2 nights catch him now.
You
sure? And I died 4 days this morning, the late up in the night. They'd bury him tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so many hours. They wasn't allowed to bury under so many hours, Mr. Chillum.
Yeah, something of the cold. When I was a boy, I used to hear talking about somebody was purging. He had a way that he would take 2 matches, juke in the side of the model. Then later on, you know, when us went to Carolina, he said he packed them with salt to keep them 2-3 days with salt, I think.
But later on, if a child died now, to get him embalmed, they don't take and have a big funeral on my race. Mm-hmm. Hold him out for Sunday. We got a cousin buried last Saturday, died last Saturday, and we buried him 3:30 Sunday evening. Keep him out all that time. White folks that died, they didn't hold out over 2 days. Most buried tomorrow, sometimes second day to bury this.
They hold him out a
whole week. Whole week, yeah, then we buried him Sunday.
Sometime over a week.
If you die Friday, Saturday, go and bury him that Sunday, go wait till the next Sunday, the second Sunday, for the bury.
What's smaller than a river?
Brook.
Creek, branch. And the branch smaller than a creek?
Yes,
a branch smaller than a creek. And down on the seacoast, what is that tall grass called?
Prairie.
Prairie?
Yeah. Why, it's called prairie. Mm-hmm.
And a pair of straps you hold your trousers up with?
That's suspenders.
Well, that's coming on and call them galluses.
Galluses. And if you fry ham and you add some water to that grease, what do you call that gravy?
Brown gravy. You make brown gravy out of that ham. Ain't nothing browny. You thought it was a rat somewhere.
Stuff you used to burn in lamps called?
We call it kerosene.
Kerosene.
They call it coal oil. Mm-hmm.
And if you walk without shoes and damp ground, sometimes you got what between your toes?
Ground each.
And homemade whiskey is?
They had a different name for it. Some called it moonshine.
They called it silver thing, moonshine stump.
So I call it white light.
Rocky tacker. Drink enough of it, walk by 2 blocks, 4 blocks, you attack a little boy.
And what do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Toy.
Toy. Well, that's the end of the list. And I appreciate your patience in going through with it. Say some of these questions may sound silly, but we're asking them all over the country, the same ones, and then see how people pronounce it differently.
Well, now, they've put a book to that effect or put in the paper what to do. They're going to do something, you turn it back in, ain't they, Bobby?
Yes, we're going to try to put it in books that libraries and colleges would have. The in New England, they're finished and they've got it published. They're in big books like this.
Well, now, what do you call these children going to school? You can read some of them, go home at night and read it or write it down. That's some kind of extra scholar. What would they call them? Every once in a while, you see some of that type. You don't have to write nothing down and go home at night or the next day and write everything down.
Oh, you mean a special kind of memory?
They got some kind of name for that.
Photographic memory?
Just right on the property here, we know it's not to call the Curry Hill. Now the girl, she's back home now, she's raised there. And then she could just write books, to say. And just let you write plays to get some money to school, she could write all them kind of things. And I read the large, long story where she put in the Saturday Evening Post. I was talking with her the other day. She's grown up now and married, but she's a girl. She could do it with a girl. Then my stepdaughter can do the same thing. They can write plays, just. Write something about a rabbit said this and a fox said that, just the amount of different children, they can write that up. Mm-hmm. This child, she can read anything day, she come home and read to you at night out in the book. Read in a school lesson day, she can read to you at night.
Just like I was telling you, you could go home and write that tonight out in the tape recorder.
Write everything down.
That's right. That's the advantage of this thing, is it really does save you from making mistakes. You know, you get back and really know what you've said.
Have you done things in the courthouse now?
Yes. Well, it's a more accurate way. You know what's really been said.
Boy, what did I say once you?
That old safe had a long time ago and put clothes in there.
I'd like to see that spider, too.
Yes, then.
The water-killing spider.
Yeah, the water-killer right here.